This episode of Trenton Waves is brought to you by...
That is the sound of snoring. And that is the sound of sleep apnea. Every night, millions of people stop breathing for more than 10 seconds for 10, 20, 30, even 80 times per hour while they sleep. And that's dangerous. If you're a sleep apnea sufferer and you don't use or even like your CPAP machine, then you're possibly putting your life at risk. My name's Dr. Kevin Mossman, and not only am I a board-certified sleep dentist, but I'm also a sleep apnea sufferer myself. At our office, I can help you with a custom-made mouth device that takes the place of your dreaded CPAP machine. I love mine because it's comfortable and super easy to use. It costs you nothing to learn more about this life-saving mouth device. So call me today for a free consultation at 732-655-6585. Again, 732-655-6585. Or visit us online at sleepdentistnj.com. Again, that's sleepdentistnj.com.
If you're a digital video editor, you need Edius. Edius is all about giving editors the creative freedom to create any application environment. Download a 30-day trial today at edius.net.
Taste Trenton 2019. Here's how it works. You purchase your wristband at tastetrenton.com. You invite your friends to get their own wristband and join you. Pick up your wristband and your passport guide on the day of the event at Artworks. You choose the restaurant you want to visit, show your wristband, and enjoy the specialties at reduced prices. Continue on your excursion all weekend long, all 3 days. Update your photos and paste your comments on the Taste Trenton Facebook page, and then you return home satisfied that you know new places that you can go for lunch and dinner all year. Taste Trenton, Friday, June 7th through Sunday, June 9th, this year, 2019. See you there.
This is Leanne, 2019 Trenton Pork Roll Festival Queen, and you're listening to the Trenton Waves Podcast.
Are you ready?
It's the official, unofficial podcast of the city of Trenton, New Jersey.
Yeah.
With your host, Frank Ferocious Sasso.
Trenton still makes and the world still takes.
And Christina Firestarter Sasso.
Trenton is Mayberry with attitude.
Hang tight, because we're going to meet the lifeblood behind the culture, food, arts, music, pork roll, punk rock, hair, books,
education, talent, events,
of Trenton, New Jersey. Here's Frank and Christina.
So we're sitting here in this mansion. I'm going to say it's a mansion.
In my mind, it's a mansion.
It's a freaking mansion.
It's beautiful.
It's huge.
It's beautiful.
You know whose house we're in?
Yes, I do.
No, you're supposed
well,
to
we
say,
didn't break
you're supposed
in.
To say who's... Oh, we didn't?
Oh. We just broke in.
Yeah, just use a credit card.
Because I said, this house is beautiful. I got to see
it. We got to get inside.
I got to see it.
Give ourselves our own tour. Welcome, podcast. Yeah, that's right. You've tuned in to none other than Trenton Waves. We are in the house of John Lewis.
John Lewis.
But if you see John,
yes.
Don't tell him we're in here because he has no idea where he is.
Yeah.
John Lewis, I Am Trenton.
That's right.
You've heard of I Am Trenton.
I have.
I never actually understood really the story behind that.
Right.
Well,
you know what? I think it would be good maybe if we ask our host who's hosting us in his house.
Hey, podcastia. We are the hosts of Trenton Waves today. We are being hosted, though, at the same time by Mr. John Lewis from I Am Trenton. Welcome, John.
Hello. How are you? Welcome to my home.
It's
gorgeous.
Beautiful.
I get so inspired when I come into homes in Trenton because they're so different from each other, and they're all magnificent in different ways. Even if they're small little homes, like a row home in Mill Hill, or these... what I call a mansion, where the just rooms go on, and the staircase goes up and up and up. And this is all in the city where we live. It's amazing architecture.
Well, Trenton has beautiful housing stock. We tell people all the time, we invite people in from other places, and they see this house, and they're like, wow, we never knew this was in Trenton. I'm like, Trenton is nothing but.
Yes, right. When we first came to Trenton, we came to look at real estate because we wanted to move here. And the realtor literally took us 2 days. I think we looked at 17 to 25 homes.
And 17 houses the one day.
Right. So yeah. We looked at so many houses. And like I said, from one extreme to the other, like little small homes or huge giant homes. And it was hard to decide.
It was.
But we finally did settle upon a house. So I totally agree with you there.
And congratulations on your historic status.
Yes.
Are we allowed to say that? Is that like a secret?
We're allowed to say that. That's
okay,
that's
good. Thank
there was a
yeah, well, there was an award ceremony with the Landmarks Commission last Tuesday. Mm. I saw the Landmarks Commission truck drive up. And I thought, uh-oh, we're in trouble. We've done something. And instead of handing us a citation, they handed us an invitation to an awards ceremony. And my husband, Steve Slusher, who's an attorney, has done lots of work on bringing the house back to its former glory. And that includes the roof, which was evidently historically accurate enough that we got an award for it.
Wow. So the roof is what, slate?
The roof is a composite. Mm-hmm. It's manufactured plastic, but it's made to look like slate.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, it's much more durable,
We won't have to put another roof on the house.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, sweet.
It's historically correct to the house.
It's historically correct to the house.
Beautiful.
And we have copper downspouts, which would have been period, so that's also historic.
I love that.
That's eventually going to turn green, right? It's going to oxidize.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. Right?
Yes,
and that's what you're hoping for.
Green.
Yeah, that's what you want.
Right.
Yeah.
I love that everything is just beautiful and maintained and preserved, yet modern and not stuffy and stodgy. I hate walking into a house where it's an old house and you see how they've...
destroyed it?
I was trying to be polite.
No.
Oh, my goodness.
At this point?
And I'm like, inside, I'm crying. He knows. I'm like, oh, my God, I would tear that out, and I would tear that out, and I would remove that and replace
that. Well, the nice thing about Trenton is, in terms of housing, Trenton was too poor to be completely remade at the time that other towns were remade.
Yes.
And so... we walked into a house with all the original fixtures because nobody had the money to do anything else with it. I'm just on a big kick.
We've
got all these unruined houses ready to be refurbished.
I love that. But anyway, so we got on a little detour there. But I wanted to ask you, because I ask all our guests, what brought you to Trenton? What was your journey that brought you to this place?
Well, there are two things that brought me to this place. The first is... I have ancestors who have been here since the 1830s.
Oh, wow.
Yes. The Warren Saunderson was a blacksmith's apprentice as a young man in Trenton back in the 30s. And several generations, my grandmother was born on Calhoun Street.
Oh, very close to here, right?
Yes, very close to here. Her mother was good friends with Henry J. Austin. And Woodson, they used to go hear him preach. So these names are actual people who did things in Trenton.
All coming together.
And then my grandfather, who comes from South Jersey, grabbed my grandmother and dragged her down there to where I was born. And when my husband was transferred to Cranberry to do biopharmaceutical law, I suggested Trenton because... it's a city that's self-contained. It has excellent transportation, so you can be in New York or Philadelphia or the shore all within an hour. And I have roots here, and it's a pretty city.
That's so cool that you get to come back to where some of your heritage is, right?
I'm very glad to come back.
Yeah.
We've been here since 2005, so that's 14 years.
Yeah,
a little after us. We came in 2003.
Oh,
Yeah. That's cool. So originally then, you were born in South Jersey.
I was born in South Jersey, Millville.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yeah, that sounds familiar.
I work at the Flemington Free Public Library. I do a couple of things there. I handle their social media. And I also supervise an area called Media Tech, where kids can drop in and play video games for a couple hours after school.
In Flemington?
In Flemington. Mm-hmm. And I spend a significant amount of my time on I Am Trenton.
I had a banner on my own Facebook page, and then I had changed the picture, and then I wanted it back, and I couldn't get it back again. I don't know what happened. I'm like, I can't find that banner. I want that banner.
You know, Eric Maywar, he has one on his current profile, I Am Trenton.
Right. So we, out there in Podcastia land, we met John at the punk rock flea market.
Wonderful event.
Yes, it was a wonderful event. And I'm like, oh, I Am Trenton. And we just started talking. You've got to come on the show. And that's how we are here.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about I Am Trenton.
Well, I Am Trenton has been going on for about 12 years. We are celebrating our 10th year of grant making. What we do is we raise funds from grassroots efforts to fund initiatives that make neighborhoods better places for Trentonians to live.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So we collect ideas. We put out a call for good ideas in June, usually. We're going to launch on June 4th. And we ask for people to bring us their ideas about what would make their neighborhoods better places to live. And we raise funds and we give them seed money so that they can get things started. You know, some of our grants are only like $500, but that $500 is enough to get a good idea off the ground, like the Serenity Garden, where they just took a corner. It was an abandoned lot. They create a garden where people can go and remember those they've lost to violence.
Mm.
So it's a beautiful oasis.
That's cool.
In
where
West
was that?
Trenton.
Oh, West Trenton. Okay.
It's on the corner of Bellevue and Prospect.
Okay, I know where that is. Okay.
Yes, and we all drive by it and look at it and say, oh, that's a Serenity Garden. I should go sit there every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I had the opportunity to sit there a couple of weeks ago and speak with Amini Sababu, who is a wonderful force. You should go do an interview there. She talked about how I Am Trenton's support has allowed her to grow her seed of an idea into like a whole garden. We've helped provide funds for a pump so that they can get water to the garden, and a shed so that they can keep garden tools there, and a sign so people know what the garden is about. And we do other things. We do a lot of programs that impact children and their families. Trenton Music Makers is an organization that is run by Carol Burden. She has nurtured a cohort of kids by teaching them strings from, I believe, middle school and younger up into high school now, using El Sistema, the method of violin instruction that was pioneered in Venezuela.
Oh, wow.
It's a way of engaging students.
I've heard of any of this.
I know.
Oh, there's so much going on in Trenton.
I know.
Be here for 2 hours.
I know. Oh, my goodness.
Another person to sit down and talk with. She brought in Gustavo Dudamel, the world-famous conductor, to work with the kids.
Oh, wow. Gus. Yeah, Gus.
Yeah.
Right. No, I know Gus. I know him very well.
Yeah, yeah,
we're very
good
friends.
Right. Wow. I know, when you say there's so much going on in Trenton, it is amazing. Like, we'll say, oh, we should do this and this and this and this and this, and then you find, oh, we can't do all this stuff that's going on in Trenton. Like, it's just,
yes,
it's too much to do. You have to pick and choose.
There was a time, I think about 10 years ago, where people who were interested in doing things in Trenton could get to everything in Trenton.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
In terms
right.
of cultural life.
Uh-huh.
Now we can't.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Our calendars are so full, we're mm-hmm. double and triple booking.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's not something at Artworks, it's something at Orchid House.
Right.
Or something at BSB Studio.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
We have a lot.
We're going for the first time to the Mill Hill Playhouse on Saturday. After all these years, never seen a show there. So we're going Saturday to finally
See Mario Sanyado.
Yes.
We're not proud of this fact.
No, I'm not.
We're just saying, we're doing it now. So podcastia, right. Easy on the emails.
No,
okay?
I know. Because again, like you forget. You know, you forget that things are going on. So what has helped me is social media, because when stuff pops up, I'm like, oh, that's right. And it pops up where I'm like, we can't forget to do that. And then I remember, and then we make a plan to do
it. Right. We're also going to the Pork Roll Fest.
The Pork Roll
in
Fest.
In Mill Hill Park.
Yes, yes.
We will be there.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So if anybody wants to know about I Am Trenton or a t-shirt,
mm-hmm.
we have I Am Trenton t-shirts. We will have them at the Pork Roll Festival.
Yes.
There you go.
Yes.
We have two types of t-shirts. Mm-hmm. We have old school, which just say I Am Trenton.
Okay.
In really boring type, but you get the idea.
I like it.
In lots of colors.
Sometimes less is more.
Yeah, right. And they're $10.
Oh, okay.
$10.
Jeez, John. $10?
$10.
What else you got?
We've got four designer t-shirt styles designed by local Trenton artists with I Am Trenton on them. And you can support these artists. They were compensated for their designs mm-hmm. in their time.
Mm-hmm.
And we sell those for $20 a piece.
Cool. Who are the artists?
Byron Calderon. That's the only one I know.
Byron's a Trenton artist?
Yes, he's a Trenton artist.
Is Leon Rainbow involved?
Leon Rainbow has done another line of Trenton t-shirts, not for us.
Oh, mm-hmm.
But
they won't. So obviously, they won't be available at the Mill Hill.
We won't be selling them.
Sorry, Leon. Buddy.
That's okay. He's fine with that.
Leon's been on the show. He already owns Trenton.
Yes. Leong is one of those one of those overexposed artists.
Yeah, talk about I am Trenton.
Yeah.
It should just be Leong is Trenton.
Yeah. And Leong has received grant money for I am Trenton also.
Oh, good.
Oh, very cool.
That's good. So that's really good to know that your hands are in a lot of different things, like children, art.
Well, we have a guy named Bob who does fitness for seniors.
I like the way he pitches
it. Wait, I think I've heard of him.
We got a guy named Bob.
No, but I think I've heard of him.
You're really into the selling of it, aren't you?
Yeah.
Hey, well, we got a guy named Bob who does some fitness for older people.
Bob for fitness. But, Bob.
Well, I think it's Bob's fitness. I should know.
Oh, my God.
It's okay. People want to find Bob. I'm sure you can.
I just love
Bob.
The simplicity of
it. I know.
And he's so excited.
I know. Yeah. And where does Bob do his fitness?
At the Y.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. There you go.
You know, I've heard of
that. Oh, that's great.
There was a woman who taught people how to do yoga.
Mm-hmm.
She taught yoga to the elderly in the elderly housing complexes.
Oh, cool.
And then she came back to us with another idea the following year and said, I'd like to teach these people to become yoga teachers. So she taught people to teach yoga.
Wow.
So that they could go out and teach other people yoga.
Oh, wow.
So now the yoga instructors.
Yes,
so
now they're yoga instructors.
That's so cool. That's cool. I like that.
Well, I got a lot of ideas. So how would I put forth my ideas? What would my path be?
Yeah, and be careful because she's not kidding.
That's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. We love to see ideas. What you would do is first look for announcement. We'll be announcing on Facebook and other social media.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to iamtrenton.org and see when we're going to release our new grant round, which is June the 4th.
Okay.
Applications will be due July the 7th, I believe. We will have two informational workshops, technical assistance workshops, where you can come and find out how to fill out our application, what kinds of ideas we're looking for, which is any ideas that are interesting.
Okay.
But you'll get to workshop the ideas. You'll get to network with other people who have great ideas and make your ideas stronger.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even get into a collaborative situation.
Ooh.
We love putting people together. And our grantees have often worked together to do projects. So just come to one of the sessions. Dates will be on our website.
Okay.
We've already set them, but I don't know what they are.
Okay. But I can also go on Facebook.
You
can send out announcements or whatever.
And we send our announcements by Facebook.
Cool. Okay. Yeah. Because I have an idea for, you know, the High Line in New York?
Oh, yes.
There's a place in Trenton that I pass very often. I'm like, that would be a cool, like, High Line.
A rails to trails sort of thing.
Well, where, I don't know if the one in New York is rails to trails. It's just a walking, used to be the West Side Highway or the, you know, and the train tracks were up there. So it's elevated and they built gardens up there and there's different artwork. There and there's also
vendors
up there, like food, and you just walk the path. We did it once or twice, and this would work right there.
Sounds like something Trenton needs.
Yes, absolutely. Because right now it's just a derelict spot that I'm thinking of, and I think that would be cool. It wouldn't be as massive, but it certainly can do. You can do it in the small space we have.
Well, and I'd like to say we don't work very closely with the city, but it's nice to have an administration that is open to things like that now.
Yes, yes. Did you find that, well, I don't know if you've had any situations where you've been working with the present mayor.
I haven't personally. Mm-hmm. The city has offered to make space available for public art programs like that. Mm-hmm. I don't know whether I am Trenton will be involved with curating of that, but I do know that the city intends to create murals around the city on buildings that the city owns, and buildings that the city can acquire space
great.
On.
Yeah.
That's great.
We've been saying that for years, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Another idea I have, you know, you have the London Eye. We should have a Ferris wheel.
A Ferris wheel?
Down by the river.
Oh, wow.
Wouldn't that be cool?
That would be cool.
I have to tell you, I stole that idea, though. A friend of ours who's passed away, loved Trenton. His name was Frank Whedon. He ran for mayor a couple of times, and that was one of his things. I think we need a big honking Ferris wheel down by the river. I'm like,
what my husband wants? He's beside himself that we've got the Washington Monument, which has an elevator in it. You can go to the top of it, and it's not operational right now. I believe that it can operate, but it just hasn't been given the funding to
That's a great idea,
to
too.
Operate.
Yeah,
but
that
you can
run
go to the
tours
top of
up
that
there,
thing.
Sure,
right?
Like a Ferris wheel.
Yeah.
I mean, you get to the top,
like
they
the,
stop
Statue of Liberty, which doesn't have an elevator.
Right. It had stairs, but now it only goes to the top of the base.
Yeah, you can't go all the way up to the...
Yeah,
I was a kid, you could go all the way up to the torch.
Yeah.
Oh, how about that?
And the crown.
There were stairs in the
arm.
Yeah,
there were stairs, and you would walk them up, but now they don't let you do that anymore.
Oh, they don't.
No.
But we would call it the Whedon
the
wheel.
The Whedon wheel.
Name it after Frank.
I said, when I have an extra $1 million, I'm going to put it towards that. Yeah. So that does another one.
Well, there is money around Trenton, and I'll put on my other hat, which is,
we need
to raise money for all these great ideas.
Yes, yes.
Absolutely. I think there's tons of money out there we can get our hands on.
There is tons of money. Hats off to the Smith Family Foundation, who won the lottery and are doing all sorts of development with nonprofits.
Yes, that's right. I told you about them.
Yes. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
New Jersey Manufacturers has supported us.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Wells Fargo. There is a tremendous amount of wealth in the region. Some of it actually in Trenton, some of it in Ewing. Mm-hmm. And they look for ways to become engaged with the community. And I am Trenton is one of those ways they can be engaged.
Okay.
However, there are all sorts of opportunities to come and invest in Trenton.
Now, you mentioned before, did you say you were at an IELTS meeting before?
Yes, I was.
Can you tell us a little bit about IELTS?
Yeah, no. Was Marty up to?
No?
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
it was a secret meeting. Oh, it was a secret
he just said
meeting.
No like that in his own house.
It's a top secret.
Right.
No.
And is Bob Fitness involved at all?
No, Bob Fitness is not involved. I saw Marty today.
Marty's
he
a good guy.
Came to stop by the meeting. Mm-hmm. We may have the opportunity to do some economic development.
Oh, okay.
In addition to doing the type of work where we make happy children and their families happy and elderly happy and gardens and things like that.
Sure.
We may actually have the opportunity to promote entrepreneurship.
Nice.
Yeah, that'd be great.
We have partnered before with IELTS to help them spend regional tax credit funds in various neighborhoods. We did that in the old Trenton neighborhood where people could come and do arts projects and community projects and teach kids how to do art and in the old Trenton neighborhood, which is Hanover Street, East State, Broad. Mm-hmm. And we also worked with IELTS to fund projects in the East Trenton Collaborative.
Mm.
We're hoping that we'll be able to do more in Old Trenton, hoping that we'll be able to do more in West Trenton.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we can help people get started on a business.
Yes, we're all about that.
Or
yeah.
two.
That is very, very cool.
Yeah. So as we're coming to a close, but this is a wonderful time, and I'm so glad we got to chat, but I always ask this question at the end of our podcast. If you could envision your perfect Trenton, what would it look like to you?
Well, we have coffee houses.
Yeah, we have two of them, which
I like
great.
That how that's the first thing that pops into.
Of course.
We need some coffee. I'm right
starts,
there.
It all starts with a cup of coffee.
I love that idea.
Yes.
Okay.
That's the start with the second cup.
I love my Trenton Starbucks. So that's where we actually have our I Am Trenton meetings, actually.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. They've been wonderful to us. I envision a Trenton where every Trenton resident feels comfortable in every Trenton neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Trenton is a very balkanized city for most of the population. People are actually afraid to leave their neighborhoods and venture into other people's turf. And that's not a way to live in a city. I believe Trenton would be a lot more welcoming if we mixed things up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
To that end, we are hoping to do a citywide dance event, a wellness and fitness event, according to
Sign
Kelly
me up.
Ingram.
She teaches dance. She's a dance instructor.
Well,
you are.
And fitness, too. So.
Wonderful.
Yes, so.
We will be having Motown, salsa, Bollywood, line dancing. And we hope to have events where people will learn how to do these dances so that in October, I hope, when we have this big dance fitness thing, people will already know how to dance and we'll have a wonderful time.
So there'll be classes leading up to this big blowout party.
Yes.
Oh, how cool.
How cool. What are you calling it?
I don't know what we're calling it.
Mm. So do you have a bunch of instructors lined up or are you still pulling people?
We're still looking for people.
Because I know a few people.
We've got some ideas.
I know a ballroom dance instructor, a couple of them,
ballroom.
Actually.
Ballroom,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow. So we could do West Coast, hustle.
Yeah, West Coast swing.
Swing and,
yeah, you know a swing instructor?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wonderful.
So, no, this is good. Like, I
this
love
this is Trenton Dance Day, there, man.
Yeah.
Yes, and it's a way for sort of like our own night. A way for mm-hmm. the entire community to come together and do something active and fun and laugh
what a
and
great
music.
Idea.
And bring them from all parts of the city.
Bring from all parts of the city.
That's so that really cool. All, so auto yeah. night, dance all day. I love
yes,
it.
Yes, yes. Yes, I love it.
So cool. I like this guy, John. I thought we hooked up with
He's
him.
He's okay.
He's all right. I don't care what they say about him. I like him. Well, that just about does it
yes.
for today's interview with John Lewis. John, thank you for coming
thank
on the
so
show.
Much.
Thank you.
It's
this
a pleasure
wonderful.
Meeting you. It was wonderful. And so it goes with Trenton Waves. We are making waves. Sasso's out.
You've been listening to the Trenton Waves podcast. Visit us online at TrentonWaves.com.
Taste Trenton 2019. Here's how it works. You purchase your wristband at TasteTrenton.com. You invite your friends to get their own wristband and join you. Pick up your wristband and your passport guide on the day of the event at Artworks. You choose the restaurants you want to visit, show your wristband, and enjoy the specialties at reduced prices. Continue on your excursion all weekend long, all 3 days. Update your photos and paste your comments on the Taste Trenton Facebook page, and then you return home satisfied that you know new places that you can go for lunch and dinner all year. Taste Trenton, Friday, June 7th through Sunday, June 9th, this year, 2019. See you there.
If you're a digital video editor, you need Edius. Edius is all about giving editors the creative freedom to create any application environment. Download a 30-day trial today at Edius.net.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer and you don't use or even like your CPAP machine, then you're possibly putting your life at risk. My name's Dr. Kevin Mossman, and not only am I a board-certified sleep dentist, but I'm also a sleep apnea sufferer myself. At our office, I can help you with a custom-made mouth device that takes the place of your dreaded CPAP machine. I love mine because it's comfortable and super easy to use. It costs you nothing to learn more about this life-saving mouth device. So call me today for a free consultation at 732-655-6585. Again, 732-655-6585. Or visit us online at sleepdentistnj.com. Again, that's sleepdentistnj.com.